The University Tower Chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show in which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and let me introduce our panel for today. In fact, I'll let them introduce themselves.
Brilliant.
So, starting on my right.
Hi, this is Matt Mayo.
Back on the other side of the podium.
Our fearless leader.
Yes. I'm from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry.
All right, next.
I'm Diane Manica from the Education Department. And I am delighted to be here for this show. I'm not giving all my history out on the show.
We got enough Johnny Mantra stuff on you already.
Yeah, they're already writing in about it. I know.
I'm Jim Tubbs from Religious Studies. And I'm very honored to be here for Edwin's special appearance today.
Amen.
Woo-hoo. Whoa. I'm Chuck Hokett, and I'm from the ITS department in audiovisual, and I'm also extremely honored.
We're fawning today.
For whatever is going on here.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm a lost soul.
Dan Maggio,
formerly of engineering and science, currently with the FIRST organization, and I'm extraordinarily, tremendously proud to be here today.
Oh.
I remember this table about 20 years ago with cigarettes and donuts on them.
Those were the days.
And it hasn't been clean since.
It's character.
Roy Finkenbein from the Department of History, and I'm so glad to be part of Edwin's farewell tour.
I'm Dave Chow, College for Creative Studies. I grew up listening to this man, so.
That's your cred.
I'm Beth Oljar from the Department of Philosophy. Glad to have Edwin back again because I still remember walking into his office and saying, I hear you do a radio trivia show. Can I be on it?
Did he say yes?
And he said, well, yeah, of course. Of course. It was awesome.
Well, for the benefit of anybody out there that doesn't know what this show is about, let me explain here that this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. Well, that's probably a statement that can be revised. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you will win a prize, too. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Well, we don't want anyone to feel bad.
No. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. You can fax the professors at 313-993-1166. Or you can send the questions USPS to College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221, 3038. And this is called stalling like crazy.
This is what we give to the listeners.
Yes. Now, this is better. This is a picture.
This is the autograph.
These are real people. Yes.
Allegedly.
That's fantastic.
Those doubles are brutal.
Gosh. No, I think if more people know this, they're going to be swamped. You know, you're going to have to run off thousands of copies of this.
I'm keeping this one so I can take it home and frame it. Aww. Can I do that?
Sure.
You didn't submit any questions.
You didn't submit any questions.
Yeah. Well,
I answered the questions.
We do have questions.
We'll all think about it.
Our first set of questions is submitted by Ken Cotter. That name sounds
Kenny.
Very familiar. Kenny. Yes, woo. Yes. From Ann Arbor, Michigan. Mm-hmm. So
it's here for Kenny.
And
that's here for Ann Arbor.
Yep. And he's asking us to translate the following acronym.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Keep it clean.
Number one, JPEG.
Oh, come on, artist.
What does that mean?
Something extended graphics.
Well,
something about pixelated.
You're certainly there, but...
Pixelated?
Come on, Chuck, help us out.
ITS, come on.
Yeah, don't put it on the art guy here.
It's only for...
The J.
The J is the hardest part.
I'll give you that. That's joint.
Joint. Pixelated extended graphics?
No.
Nice try. Good try.
Sounds like.
Well, let's try this. We have joint already.
Okay.
And we know it's not about something you smoke. So therefore, we're already ahead. The next word is photographic.
Hmm.
So now we have joint photographic.
Extended graphic.
I'll have to
get
electronic.
Electronic?
You have already been stumped on the very first question by Ken
Carter. I think we did.
Joint Photographic Experts Group.
Experts?
Oh, my gosh.
Never would have gotten that one.
No.
That is incredible.
We were stumped.
Wow. That was unexpected.
Kenny will be so happy when he finds out.
I don't think I've downloaded anything in JPEG that I thought came from an expert.
I wonder
the pictures
where
of my
downloads.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Now, that's definitely.
Those are experts.
Internet cat stuff.
Oh, yes.
Internet cat stuff. That's not expert.
Could be.
But my photos of my cats.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I see.
Yes. Okay.
Actually, they're Drew's, so he can be the expert.
Oh, well. Well. Next word, scuba.
Self-contained underwater
breathing
apparatus.
Yes!
Woo-hoo, we got one.
Hooray! All right, number three.
You get a picture, Beth.
You got it. You got it.
You earned it.
Beth is an avid scuba diver.
Oh, yeah.
Number three, 3M.
Michigan Mining and
Minnesota.
Manufacturing. Minnesota Manufacturing. Minnesota Mining Michigan. And Manufacturing.
That's correct.
Yep.
Very good. UNESCO. Ooh.
United Nations.
Emergency Service.
Emergency
Service.
No, it's not United Nations Emergency.
Oh, darn.
No.
Educational.
Scientific.
Just drop the UL. Education.
Education.
Scientific.
Services. Support.
Scientific.
Scientific. Development.
And cultural?
Yes,
cultural organization.
It's not UNESCO.
Organization.
Yeah.
It's CO.
Yeah, you've done well.
I thought you said DOE.
Can't think through that many letters.
HUAC.
House Un-American Activities Committee.
That's correct.
Wonderful.
OPEC.
Oil-producing and exporting countries.
That's correct.
It seems so simple.
I know.
BOAC.
Gesundheit.
BOAC.
British Overseas Air Corporation.
Yeah. Exactly.
Flew into Miami Beach, BOAC.
Which is now British Air.
That's right.
Oh. Yes. Okay.
Couldn't get to bed last night.
Oh,
dear. ASCAP.
Association of Songwriters, Composers, and Producers.
That's very close, and I'll say that's close enough. It's technically, it's American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers.
Americans. Mm-hmm.
That, that's
number two.
Close enough.
And a few Canadians sprinkled in there.
Laser.
Light amplification.
By emission of radiation.
That's good enough. Light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
Good.
That
great.
Sounds bad.
That does.
It does.
By stimulated emission of.
Yes, you don't. That's almost obscene.
Vapors.
I was thinking
that too.
Out of crime.
Beth has got the vapors again.
Just be thankful she's wearing the hoop skirt.
I'll fan myself with a picture.
HTML.
Hypertext markup language.
Yes.
I knew there was a computer thing
Connor
I knew.
Mr. Connor also has an alternative.
She's a geek.
Which he would accept. Please. And that is how to make love.
Yeah, much sexier.
Yeah. Yes. Bonus question. Who is buried in Grant's tomb?
Grant.
Yes.
Grant and his wife? Isn't his wife buried there, too?
Probably. That makes up
and
for
Julia Dent.
Probably all kinds of things.
All right. Now, our next set of questions goes on forever.
The best kind.
However, Edwin, we're losing you at the end of this term.
Yes, that's true.
You will not go on forever, at least not in the role.
He's being reborn. King Edwin.
We're cloning him after the show.
I mean, it's nice that everybody chimed in. We want to make sure that the listeners know that you've come back out of the kindness of your heart to host one last show before you do whatever it is you're going to do.
And go to London.
In the garage. 21 books? Was that what it was?
No, that's how many boxes of books.
Boxes.
Oh, boy.
And that doesn't. So that's after the ones that he gave away.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. That's and right. all the
which I have.
Operatic and classical CDs that
you
put out on the table.
Exactly.
And DVDs.
Exactly.
Fortunately, unlike Big Bang Theory, none of them involve string theory.
That's
or they'd still
thing.
Be sitting
that
there.
That is a good
they certainly
thing.
Would. Yep. All right. This is a fascinating set of items, I guess is the best way to describe it. These are Latin statements, Latin sentences, whatever it happens to be,
And you are to provide the English version of it. What is this?
But you're the only one who could do
what
that.
What is this? Are you kidding? What is the English version of these Latin phrases?
Okay.
Translation.
And I'm not going to go through all of them because it will take us 3.5 months to do that.
And it's a dead language this? Anyway. That,
it is a dead language.
Where are these from?
Not in the Vatican, it's not.
They're from somebody at this table.
Really?
Possibly.
Yes.
Oh, it'll be the person who doesn't answer any questions.
You'll see who doesn't answer any of them.
Yes. Is this a bad memory from your Catholic education?
No Latin in my Catholic education.
That's right.
The only none I had was last term undergrad, Sister Loretta Sullivan for differential equations.
Mm.
17 years of Catholic school.
Wow.
You didn't have any nuns in grade school?
Nope.
I had several.
I had nuns all the way through.
Were they mean to you? Did they slap your hand with a ruler?
Actually, yes. In freshman high school, German, we had Sister Virginia. She had purple hair, and she was about 4'2", and she smacked you with a ruler.
Ooh.
She had purple hair? She was ahead of her
and
time.
And you said,
yeah.
Very
progressive.
Jawohl, Herr Schwester.
A little Nazi. Oh, my.
All right. Imus ad magam otsi videndum, magam otsi miram mirissimum.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I heard vivendum, so that's life, right?
Magnum, did I hear? It's great.
Say it again.
Imus ad magam osi videndum, magam osi miram mirissimum.
Gosh, you make it sound so good.
The eyes are the mirror to the snow.
I know. For all I know, it could be like an egg roll recipe.
Well, how did you guess? No, unfortunately, it's not an egg roll.
Oh, darn. Recipe. Yeah, we're going to need a hint to get this
yes,
one.
Yes, it's a series of exclamations about a character in a Judy Garland movie back in the 1930s.
Wizard of Oz.
And it's a musical, The Wizard of Oz. Okay. Yes.
If I only had a brain?
No, it's a line from The Wizard of Oz.
There's no place like home?
No. Imus ad magam osi videndum.
I'm melting.
Well, something about life, then.
Well, what are they singing when they're bouncing down the road?
We're off to see the wizard.
See the wizard.
That's it.
That's what
okay.
The Wizard of Oz.
So these are...
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. That's it.
Got it.
Very good.
So what's the Latin word for wizard?
One of those.
Ozi.
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 Okay.
Ozi.
Awesome. Magum is actually a word for wizard.
Yeah.
It's in here. Magum, osi, mira, merissimum.
Wizard of Oz.
In Catholicism.
Yes, but that's a different world altogether. All right. Noster populus facit discrepantiam.
Something
people.
Our people.
People are people.
Yep.
Our people make.
Our people make the pasta.
No.
The difference?
Yes,
that was the Etruscans.
Our people
that's
make
right.
The difference.
Is that it?
Now the our cat's people, out of the bag.
It's
see,
the gorilla slogan, right? It's
our people make the difference?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
Get it.
That's
it. Way to go.
Nice.
And my 2 years of high school Latin had nothing to do with that.
I had 4 years and I was...
But so there's a kind of element of... Vanna White. What's the show? She's...
Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. Insofar as the... English translations are sort of from their common sayings or from movies or something like that. So,
Not
that's
any Latin phrase you would already be familiar with.
Right. So we're not going to get cogito ergo sum.
No, you're
nothing
not.
Nothing
like that.
Or caveat emptor.
Yes. Well, here's
carpe
one.
Carpe diem, yeah.
I'll try to give you a hint by the voice I try to adopt,
which
will be pretty ludicrous to begin with. Solum potestis prohibere ignis silvarum.
Something.
You got to picture something fuzzy wearing a hat.
A bear?
Yes.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear.
No. Smoking the bear.
Silvarum is forest or tree.
That's right.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
That's exactly it.
You should have had the hat on. We would have gotten
that was
gotten
a good impression
it.
Of Smokey, actually. Yeah.
That was
impressive.
Only
you can prevent forest fires.
Fac ut gaudium.
Gaudium, jubilation,
it's,
joy.
It's a, well, it's a, put it this way. It's a line that popped up in an awful lot of cheap, really poor gangster movies. And where he's telling someone, go ahead.
Make my day.
Make my day. Yes, exactly. Okay. That's it. Okay. Sit vis nobiscum. You have to start
Master
thinking.
Crackers.
Does it have to do with Triscuits?
Yeah, that's good. That is very, very good. Now, sit vis nobiscum. Think Star Trek.
Live long and prosper.
No.
Make it so?
No.
Energize.
No.
Beam me up.
Scotty. Jim Sandra.
Wait a minute. I think someone may have gotten it here. I'm daydreaming. So, sit vis nobiscum. Vis means force.
May the force be with you.
That's it.
That's Star Wars.
Star Wars.
That's
yeah.
it.
Oh, Edmund.
Oh, time to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback, 1998.
On my left, one of the original founding fathers of Ask the Professor from the Department of History, Professor Emeritus, former chair, Fred Hayes.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ed.
I want to begin this program, which is the last program I will be moderating, with a set of questions that were actually sent to Borders by Bert Tilley of Atala,
Bert.
Alabama. Bert has been one of our regular questioners for, it seems like, forever. He says, good luck, Edwin, George, and Sarah. Don't be a stranger, but stay strange. Thank you, Bert. Yeah. This U.S. industrialist made cars, the Hoover and the Grand Coulee Dams, aluminum foil, and the Liberty Ships. Who was he?
Henry Kaiser.
That's right. That's right.
He made the Kaiser roll, too.
Yeah,
After he got through being Emperor of Germany.
Yeah. There you go. What deformity had Kaiser Wilhelm II?
His arm was withered. His left arm was withered.
It occurred during his birth. What was it?
His withered arm.
That's right.
Royalty is itself a deficiency.
Yeah.
Did he pitch for the Tigers?
We're back. As I'm sitting here staring blankly into space in front of me, figuring, what am I doing here? And we're still in the midst, I won't say the middle, but in the midst of this wonderful series of questions based on English versions of Latin statements of one sort or another. Clamo clamatis omnes clamamus pro glace lactis.
Clamatis is a flower, milk, something?
No. It's something that you have to use milk to get this product.
Mm.
Clamo clamatis.
Butter?
What?
Butter?
No.
You need milk to get cream. You need milk.
It's near the cream category. Only.
So like ice cream?
Ice cream.
Mm. Ice cream.
That's it.
Man, I was sure it was going to be about clamato.
I know. Clam juice or something like that. Some Pacific Northwest thing here, Beth.
Yeah, really. Here's a kind of chilling one. Magnus frater spectat te.
Big brother is watching.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Monstra mihi pecuniam.
Big sin.
No. Monstra mihi pecuniam. Not monstra, not as monster, but as an action. Monstra.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I was thinking some subtitle for Godzilla or something.
Cuba Gooding Jr. should have said that, Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
That would have been good.
He should have said it in Latin.
Yeah.
That
would
have made the movie better.
Way more credit.
Habetis bona deum.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. That's right. God's getting tedious, isn't it?
Have a good day.
God, I can't think of a good Roman coming up with that.
That ain't the end of the day.
In Latin.
Have a good day.
Well, if the Greeks had it, the Romans did, because as you noted on one of your former syllabi, the Romans were the first Borg.
That's right. That's true.
You will be assimilated.
Yes.
Do not resist.
I will like it.
Yes.
Okay.
None of them look like 7 of 9.
That we know of.
Nihil curo de ista tua stulta superstizione.
Something.
Nihil curo de ista tua stulta superstizione.
Don't something superstition.
Well, it's a comment about somebody's faith choices.
Like someone believing in superstition more than,
Don't believe in superstition.
Don't walk under.
No, it's superstizione in a classical Latin context.
Oh.
A religious cult.
Oh.
See. any and all religious cults come under the heading of superstitions in the ancient Roman world.
I'll have to give up on this one.
Nihil curo de ista tua stulta superstizione is I'm not interested in your dopey religious.
We like to think of that as no soliciting.
Yes.
Can I say that when the Johos come to my door?
Well, actually, I found that having a dog that at least sounds fierce is a much better thing. 2 weeks ago, when I opened the door, the guy would just simply slid the through and ran.
Well, it beats opening the door in the nude, so I mean...
Because on the back of my car, I have one of the... I'm sure you guys have seen it, right? It's the fish symbol, but with the little feet. Yeah, and it says Darwin, so they're like, I see you have this on your car. Can I ask you about it? I'm like, if you must. It's called evolution. Look it up.
Oh, my.
Okay, here's another one. Noli me vocare, ego te vocabo.
By Ernest and Julio
Something
Gallo.
That's a good try.
Cabo.
Noli me vocare, ego te vocabo.
Don't speak unless you're spoken to.
But you're getting close.
Walk softly, carry a big stick.
No, that's not it.
Oh,
no.
Darn. You say tomato, I say tomato.
No.
Come on.
That was silly.
I'm going to yield on this one. Don't call me.
I'll call you.
Here we go. All right.
These are hard.
We have to think.
They are. Did you find, is there like a translator website out there where you just type in a phrase and it gives you the Latin version?
It's called Google Translator.
There's a choice for Latin.
When I've used that, I sometimes got some pretty weird translation.
Oh, wait. We do have you to blame for this, then.
Maybe.
We already knew that.
Now, this is something that a kid would say. Canis meus id comedit.
That must be the dog ate my homework.
Dog?
That's right.
The dog ate my homework.
My dog ate it. The dog ate it.
And sometimes the kids are in university, actually. So.
Say the same thing.
That's better than my grandmother ate it and then died.
Oh, goodness.
Exhume the body. I want proof.
And apparently sometimes it's not a lie.
Yeah.
When I was at Murray State, a student brought in their textbook torn into shreds with, you could see, canine marks in there.
Oh, I had a student who was writing her paper, and her only mistake was she was not saving what she was doing, and her 2-year-old came and unplugged the computer.
I know it's this time of year where I always tell the same story of John Stevens in my department coming into the office, lull in conversation, and he opines, my final exam is deadly to grandparents.
They've died 4 or 5 times.
Let me tell you.
Keep the defibrillator nearby.
Marty Lever's rabbit ate the corner of his ethics textbook. I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
The rabbit's name is Frodo.
That's what he gets when they kill a rabbit.
Needed more fiber, obviously.
Can we just start printing in like capsaicin or something like that? I mean,
Actually, when my oldest daughter was in undergraduate, she had to provide documentation because both of her grandmothers did die in the same semester.
Wow.
And her psychology professor was having none of this. You're kidding me.
Okay, here's another one. Quo signo nata es? Think of a pickup line in a bar.
Cut here often.
What's your sign?
There you've got it. Okay. Melita, domi adsum.
Honey, I'm home.
Yep.
Wow.
Nice. Wow. What's the tone?
Domita, home.
Okay. Oh, I wasn't making that connection, so I won't claim.
I was looking for nouns and finding very little.
Totum de pendeat.
All is thought? Oh, no.
No.
All
no.
is well?
No.
That would be coach toe.
Everyone's waiting?
No. Let it all hang out.
Oh.
That's sort of that all.
Oh, pen down. Yeah. Okay.
Well, the all part, right?
Yeah. Totem. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
All.
Pen datum.
Prehendere uxorum meum. Sis. S-I-S.
It sounds like a spell out of Harry Potter.
I was just thinking actually.
I was thinking something Klingon.
Prehende uxorum meam, sis. Sis means please.
Please.
Prehende uxorum meam.
Man.
Oh, curses.
Oh, no.
Are we never going to find the answer?
Rings.
Say, how do you say saved by the bell in Latin?
I have no idea.
Save us by bellum.
Bello. No, that's war.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Thank God.
As we ponder this last question,
Let's get out of here.
Let me just thank everybody for showing up this day.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Edwin.
Thank you, Edwin.
This is great.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower Chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
A pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here.
Yep, I mean, it truly is.
On his right, from the Department of English, Professor Claire Crabtree.
Hi, Edwin.
Hi,
glad
Claire.
To be here.
Glad to have you here.
It's an honor and a privilege. I'm going to go on now. I'm going to make a speech.
All right. Are you through? Claire's right. From the Department of Theater, Professor Arthur Beer.
Hello, Edwin.
Hello. On our last program, we were near the end of a set of questions from Bertie Bates of Grinnell, Iowa, one of our longtime listeners. She was asking you questions about movie stars.
Darling Stevens, I love it.
Yes, darling
Charlie. Obscure, we'd like to add obscure movie stars.
This woman was a nightclub hostess in later years, but when young, made a short subject doing some lightning-fast trick riding.
Annie Oakley.
No.
A nightclub hostess.
Catherine the Great.
That's right. That's right. Her first name was the name of a great southern state, big state.
Texas.
Texas Ginnon?
That's right.
Texas what?
Texas Ginnon used to run a speakeasy in New York, and she was famous for saying, "Welcome, suckers," when people came in.
That was Sophie Tucker.
No.
Okay. How many times did she say that to you, Arthur?
I wasn't there back then.
But his father told him.
Right.
Supreme Court justices, Fortune 500 executives, and more highly paid architects than you can shake a T-square at. They all graduated from the University of Detroit.
Mercy.
At U of D Mercy, we turn dreams into realities. Nearly 9 out of 10 students with jobs within 6 months after graduation are working full-time in their chosen fields. That percentage is very attractive. Wow. Nursing, law, dentistry, engineering, accounting. The number of careers UDM can teach you is so fantastic, it makes other universities merely look
okay.
So learn how to make the University of Detroit Mercy work for you. Call us at 313-993-1000 or visit us on the web at www.udmercy.edu.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Adam Winbigler, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I am not your host.